Mecum Auctions, the world's largest collector car auction company, returns to Indy with Dana Mecum's 37th Original Spring Classic, May 10th through the 18th at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. 3,000 muscle cars, Corvettes, exotics, and more. Broadcast on Motor Trend TV and streaming live on Max. From avid collectors to those new to the Mecum experience, we welcome everyone. Register to bid now at Mecum.com.
The border is still the biggest story in America, and NBC News breaking a report about an Afghan on the FBI terror watch list. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. This is a man who was released by Border Patrol, caught, released, and has spent almost a full year in the United States. According to the NBC report, he is part of a U.S.-designated terrorist group responsible for the deaths of at least 9 American soldiers and civilians in Afghanistan. It was the FBI. As Bill Malugan of Fox News takes a look at the NBC report, the FBI tipping off Immigration and Customs Enforcement that he might be a national security threat. ICE arrested him in San Antonio. He was in an ICE detention facility until his court hearing. That was 2 weeks ago. And an immigration judge, federal, said he should be released on bond. The ICE prosecutors were like, flight risk. And the judge said, pfft. And now he's out on bond. He's got another court date next year. So this is what we call broken. The border is the biggest story in America. This is broken. There can't possibly be any rational person who looks at this and says, well, that makes sense. Because it doesn't make sense. And part of our problem is we're confronted with people who don't make sense and are proud of it, and somehow they're able to move this down the line. This whole descent into madness, which is very real and very distressing. It is. You know, we played that clip from Chemerinsky, right? You have the dean of the law school there, University of California, Berkeley. And then you have these students who, you know, they have this third-year students over for dinner. Look how magnanimous we are. And the students are taking the microphone, and they want to talk about, you know, Israel this and the poor Palestinians that, right? They took the microphone to do this. The husband and wife that own the house that invited these kids to the dinner say, you can't do this. Tried to take the microphone from this Muslim girl, and now she wants to sue them because this couple violated her free speech rights. And you look at this, you're like, these people are freaking insufferable. And it has nothing to do with being Muslim. It doesn't have to do with the politics. It has to do with the elitist insanity. And it has to do with looking at rational thought and saying, nah, we will toss that asunder. Just kick it to the side. How do you deal with the irrational who have a far different goal than you? Because you know what you want to do? You want to go to work, and then you want to grab a beer tonight, maybe a cigar, maybe with the sweet love making, and then enjoy your weekend. This is what you want to do. This is it. This is the whole, and you're getting bothered because, you know, that would be nice, but, you know, the federal government is letting terrorists just walk around the country, so maybe I have to be vigilant, and I have no time for the beer. They're making it difficult for us to live our lives. These people who have no connection to reality, and you ask how it's possible, and what if that's the whole point? What if that's the goal? To teach irrationality as a value and then try and share it. I mean, if you wanted to like ruin things, this is the way to do it. The border is not safe and not secure. Even Mayorkas, Alejandro Mayorkas, Secretary of Homeland Security, the other day described it as a crisis. Well, it's about time. It shouldn't save him. I mean, he should still be removed from his position. But remember this. When the election comes, which is just months away and can't come fast enough, so it can all be over already. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.
Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Forget to mention this, to come to this great country, the United States of America, if you hear, you are so blessed, and you should kiss the ground every day, and just appreciate what this country's done for the world, not only for yourself, but it's about time America started doing more for their own, and I never...
That's Gary Player, golfer. He's 88. It's the 88th Masters. He's there. He's kicking it off and gives that speech right into the microphone. Well, he's gonna get disinvited from a lot of college campuses. You just watch. You just wait. Tony Katz. 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be with you. Find everything I'm doing over at TonyKatz.com. The phone number, 317-239-9393. That's how you get to be a part of the show. I had this sent to me by my executive producer, Matt Hiblin. And I think when he sent it to me, it was... I'm pretty sure you already know what this is, Tony, but just want to make sure you don't lose your skull anytime. Basically, your boss is like, "Hey, be ready." You know that it's bad. Who's talking about the blockade that's coming, ladies and gentlemen? We have the story at WIBC.com. Donnie Burgess. Reporting, police in Indianapolis, that's where we live. You've seen pictures. Police in Indianapolis are preparing for a potential pro-Palestinian protest next week. First, it's not pro-Palestinian. That's not what it is. It's pro-Hamas. We all know that. We can move on. But what the heck is this blockade? According to the reporting, local organizers are working together to plan a, quote, economic blockade in support of Palestine on April 15th. I don't, what Palestine? But don't ask questions, would you please, to the geographically challenged, to the historically challenged. Don't do it. Don't do it. Here's the actual press release. This is how it reads. In Indianapolis, Indiana, local activists, oh, that's adorable, are joining a multi-city coordinated economic bloc demanding the end of the genocide occurring in Palestine and demanding an end to the financial support of Zionist entities. I don't know if that means me, But if anybody wants to send me Bitcoin, I've got a wallet. If you want to support a Zionist entity, I'm sure. Thanks. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. And Carl will take a little bit too. If you want to send a little to producer Carl, he'll smile at you and say, "Thanks, kid." Give you one of those. I don't know what an economic blockade is. Now, according to the press release, it's happening all across the globe. Ho Chi Minh, Johannesburg, Brussels, Taipei, London, Catalonia. And when Catalonia is involved, you know it's serious. Montreal, Toronto, Halifax, and all those will be coordinated by Justin Trudeau. And then all across the United States. I don't know what an economic blockade is. I have been trying to figure this out. What actually gets blockaded, right? We've seen, for example, protesters, and they're not protesters. They're just people who want to tear it all down. They're not actually protesting anything. They want destruction. We've seen ports gone after, right? Trucking. We've seen them block roadways. We've seen this. And we've also seen in the state of Louisiana, the House just passed legislation that says if someone's blocking the roadway and you feel like you're in fear, air quotes of fear, you can run them over. They passed the legislation. We are all Louisiana. I'm just saying, Governor Holcomb, before this trip you're taking to, is it Brazil and Mexico, trying to bring business to Indiana? You might want to work on this. You might want to call a special session. Get that one done right quick. As the reporting from Donnie Burgess goes, an exact location of the protest is unknown, as protesters are calling for a general strike against businesses. So, what do we think that this means? First, it can mean nothing. People put out a thing, it doesn't mean that they're actually going to act upon it. But what? How do business owners in Indianapolis react if you show up to your shop and there's 30 protesters not letting people get in? Because they're going to demand that you do something. We saw this with Black Lives Matter. Anybody remember General American Donut? Right there across from Lilly? Oh, fantastic donuts. They have since closed. But what happened to them? They were told they had to put a sign in their shop saying, "We support Black Lives Matter." Otherwise, things would get rough. Otherwise, you'd be called a racist. And they were like, "We sell donuts. Leave us alone. We're selling donuts. You walk in, you buy a donut, we sell you a donut. That's the whole business. It's Mitch Hedberg. You don't have to bring, I don't need a receipt. I don't need to bring, ink and paper into this." Oh, that's a great joke. Mitch Hedberg, gone too soon. Now I'm going down the list of all the comics who are gone too soon. I can't do it. I can't do it right now. Bill Hicks, between Mitch Hedberg and Bill Hicks, we are missing out on so much content. So I don't know what they mean by a general strike against businesses. Here's what I would suggest, if I can be so bold. Buy guns, buy ammo, and get trained. Tony, you can't say that. Yet here I am. People who would blockade random businesses are violent folk. You should at least be prepared to defend yourself. You should be trained in such a way. You should take advantage of your Second Amendment rights. You should do this. Secondly, you know you're going to call the police. And hopefully they will take care of it quickly, because people blocking a business and not allowing commerce to take place should be arrested with alacrity immediately. No questions, no debate, arrested. The business, which is a freedom of speech conversation, should be allowed to run immediately. Think of it, local police departments, as if you were integrating the school system. You're the National Guard. It should be done no matter what anybody throws at you. You got to walk right through the front door, and you got to clear people out who don't want the society to thrive. And number three, I'll be taking a look at the businesses they choose. If indeed this happens, and seeing if there's any connection to whom is targeted. The story's at WIBC.com. Is it going to happen? I don't know. Am I going to live my life normally? Oh, absolutely I am. But it's something to be aware of. And the idea that people think that this is okay, maybe the thing that they're in favor of isn't.
Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Matt Bear with traffic on the fives. Follow us at WIBC Traffic.
You want to buy an Airstream?
Yeah, of course. What are they?
What's an Airstream?
Yeah, I don't know what an Airstream is.
Is a camper. It's like that. Looks like a silver bullet. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know exactly. Oh, those are cool.
Yeah. So I love the idea of a camper, and I love the idea of traveling the country. I know it doesn't sound anything like me, but I am totally enamored with this concept. But the Airstream thing means you tow it. And I don't know if I want that or I want the all-in-one kind of thing.
I don't
know if I want to tow anything.
Towing is going to add an extra element of, I mean, it's going to complicate things. That's how especially for your first time. I mean,
it's like the people who do the fifth wheel, where it like if you have a pickup truck, it goes like in the bed of the pickup truck, and that's a whole, like, that scares the daylights out of me. Like, I think it's insane, but I don't know. But like, it's such the classic. The Airstream is such the classic. How could you not? I don't know how you could not want this, but I think I would do the all-in-one. Anyway, I thought you and I could go in on an Airstream.
Oh, that'd be terrific. You're not looking at like the 1979 Airstream or anything like that. You're looking at something with a little bit more modern convenience, right?
Well, the one I was looking at was 2017, but if I could find an older one, you know, we get it, we fix it up, we rent it out, and we use it. It's like a business venture.
Oh, okay.
Says, Cats and Bear. Nothing says the outdoors like Cats and Bear.
On the side it says eat, drink, smoke.
Well, that's a thing.
Yeah, well, what's wrong with that?
We'll talk about it in a bit. O.J. Simpson, dead at the age of 76. You know the story, whether it be the football, whether it be the acting, and then, of course, the killing of his wife and Ron Goldman. He did it. Tony Katz at 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be with you. But the response has been kind of stunning. And I've got some audio to share. I might not get to it till Tony Katz today at noon from, was it Michael Eric Dyson? This is what it constitutes. Intellectual heft. Yeah. He's a bad guy. But, you know, it was important that OJ not go to jail because racism. If he's a murderer, what is your... Here is the Associated Press. I'll get to that, I promise. The Associated Press, this is their headline. The death of OJ Simpson, cancer, age of 76. Here's what they wrote. Legendary athlete, actor, and millionaire, O.J. Simpson's murder trial lost him the American dream. What? We have, you know, I think about a theme. Where exactly have we lost our minds? Legendary athlete, actor, and millionaire, O.J. Simpson's murder trial lost him the American dream. In other news, O.J. killed his wife and a waiter. I am not the first person to say what I wouldn't give for Norm Macdonald to still be alive. Because this is, the fodder here is nuts, but it's worse. It's like a, this is a real decay. His trial cost him the American dream. You know what his trial cost Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman? Oh, more than just the American dream. Dear Lord, what in the world happened to journalism? Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. So according to the reporting, in the state of California, they did an audit regarding homelessness, which in cities like Los Angeles, cities like San Francisco, and smaller cities, is a major deal. The state of California spent $24 billion. That's with a B. $24 billion, and the auditors would like to know where were the results. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Great to be with you. Results! Can you imagine that they actually want to know what happened? The audit says the state spent $24 billion to go at homeless over the past 5 years, but they never actually tracked the money. So while $24 billion got allocated, pushed out, where did the money actually go? You know, people have been asking this question, for example, about Ukraine. We send this money to Ukraine. We do these things for Ukraine. Can we get an auditing of like what actually got there? What got done? What mismanagement, waste, all sorts of things. Could we please take a look at this? And everyone's like, and then like the conversation gets forgotten about. That is not a way to run a business nor a country nor anything else. You gotta deliver and you gotta show people the results. $24 billion. Maybe that's telling us that money is not the answer. It could be sharing with us that money is not the answer. Now, I admit to you that I do not spend as much time downtown as I used to, whether it's, you know, the fact that I work from home or lately the whole travel thing, which I got to get into with you because I have had a discovery regarding how I was sleeping and what the travel did to my sleep and how I sleep better. And I want to know the science behind it. And someone out there knows the science. Remind me to get to it. I'll get to it. But when I am downtown, I still do see people who are homeless. But I haven't heard many people talking about homelessness in Indianapolis. And I'd like to know, was there a move made that actually made some improvements? Is nothing changed? And it's just because it was cold and now that weather's warming up? Oh, yeah, you'll see. And if so, where did people go during the cold? I would love an update. About what's happening in the city on that subject. But anybody who's opposed to knowing what happened to their money, I would look at them askew. $24 billion is a lot of money to spend. And as with all things government run, they're not good at this. They don't have to worry about tracking the money because there's always this endless supply of money. You are the endless supply of money. This brings me to a correction. I want to make a correction. I want to change something. The other day, and we have we put the story up at WIBC.com, producer Carl, and he was right to do so. These are the words that I said. And I stated that liberal white women are the worst. I've said this before, but I need to change it. I am making the argument that when we take a look at the upcoming election, we take a look at the stories, like the things that really move Americans. You often see people, we would argue, who don't vote in their best interest, or maybe said better. Yes, they see the problem with the border and fentanyl, and they see the problem with this, that, or the other. But because of some ideological tether, they can't bring themselves to say, you know what, this is more important. They have no capacity to rank things in the level of importance. And I always discuss it in relationship to abortion. Oh, sure, kids are dying from fentanyl. We need to do something about the border. But I have to vote for the Democratic Party because, you know, abortion. I mean, isn't this how the Democratic Party is trying to run the election for 2024, just like they did for 2022? This is their thing. And I said, but no, liberal white women, look what they do. I see that they'll vote abortion. It's the most important thing ever. Your kids are dying, or your daughter's being replaced on a sports team because, you know, there's a boy who says they're a girl, and somehow we accept it, and you're like, abortion, I have to vote for these people. I think that is nutty. That is not liberal white women. That is suburban white women. You see, you thought I was going to change the white part, and that's why I love this show. Keeping people on their toes. It's suburban white women. It's suburban white women. And they're not just in Boone and Hamilton. I see you, Hendricks. Suburban white women. Of course it is. A lot of people have been giving Trump this heat because Jews aren't voting in their best interest. How could you support the Democratic Party in relationship to Israel? Right? And I could do a thing on that, but I'll save that for another time. It is for a lot of people just stunning that you would see the multiplicity of issues, and your answer is, yeah, but abortion. Because a generation, multiple generations have been taught that if you don't support abortion, you're a traitor. They've been told that somehow it's religion. The Second Amendment is up for debate, but abortion should be enshrined in the Constitution. It should be the first commandment. All right. Well, you know what? We'll make it 11, but we'll put this one on top. It's super weird. It's cult-esque. And yet suburban white women, they continue to do this and make mistakes, as I see it, in their voting. I'm going to keep talking about that. But it should not have been liberal white women. It should have been suburban white women. And I make the correction. Oh, I'm going to get yelled at. It's okay.